Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And a lot going on here at the King's Castle Graceland as our archive staff is preparing to transition from one exhibit to the other.
That's true, and I really loved the Lisa exhibit. It was probably one of my favorites. I mean, it's been up for 2 years now.
Yeah, a two-year run, and a personal look at Elvis's daughter's life, their life together, 9 years they spent together, and it not only chronicles the years they spent together, but also how Elvis has influenced her life, and she was very involved in the production of the
exhibit.
Absolutely,
she was very involved, and I think one of my favorite parts of it is actually seeing Elvis's wallet with her pictures in it. It just shows that really personal and close connection that they had.
And it really just shows that particular artifact shows that Elvis was just like any other dad in America.
Any other dad that had his daughter's picture in his wallet.
And I love the scarf that hangs in there.
Yes, I do like that too.
That says "To Yisa," which is his nickname for her. It's a really personal exhibit. So your last chance to see it. Of course, the exhibit changing out in mid-February. And February 24th, the official opening of our brand new exhibit, 60 Years of Rock and Roll.
Yeah, it's really going to be great. I know that you guys have been talking to Sun Studio a lot and working together to make this whole year about 6 years of rock and roll, but we're bringing it all back to Graceland to actually embody the 6 years of rock and roll in this one exhibit.
And it'll be not only great artifacts, but also great content. Our silent partner on the podcast, Bevan, preparing some video elements to go in there as well. So always a fascinating thing to see our archive staff get busy and transform a space into something totally different. So February 24th, the official opening of the new 60 Years of Rock and Roll and Elvis exhibit right here at Graceland.
And you know, when we have new exhibits, you know what that means.
What does that mean?
We head out on the media tour.
Oh my goodness, I'm exhausted. So, you just tired me out thinking about it.
Can you believe it's really been a year? I can't.
I can't. The frequent flyer miles can, I'm sure. But yeah, we will head out on the media tour as we hit a lot of new cities this year. We're actually on the media tour, turning on the morning shows in your local town. We'll be hitting a lot of the cities that are experiencing new air service, nonstop direct service to Memphis and Southwest markets, as well as Frontier Airlines. So we'll be hitting Denver, Houston, Tampa, Orlando, Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, and those are all new nonstop service on Southwest Airlines, but also Frontier Airlines launching new service to Memphis in March.
That's
so we'll be going
really
to Denver
cool.
as well as a few other cities that are very key to us.
That's true. Well, speaking of key cities, let's talk about Branson here for a second.
Branson?
Branson, go on a road Missouri. Trip. Even though we're not going there on the media tour. Elvis Lives, the Elvis Tribute Artist event, is actually going to be in Branson starting February 11th. The show's been traveling across the country, and there are still some tickets available to this show, but this is a really great show because Dean Z, who was our winner from the contest from last year, he's there. Bill Cherry, Leo Days, all these guys are really great. And if you're in the Branson area, you need to get tickets to this show.
Yeah, 11 shows at the American Bandstand Theater in Branson, and a great little Elvis Lives pack available. I can save $50 on that. 3 days, 2 nights lodging in Branson, 2 adult tickets to the Elvis Lives show, a $30 dining certificate for Branson, and a Branson guest card, which gets into another attraction.
This would be a really great Valentine's package.
You are so right about that. Is that what you want for Valentine's Day from your boyfriend?
Well, I would, but I'm actually going out of town for a wedding, ironically enough. So
you and I are both going to be out of town. So hopefully we'll have guest hosts for that week of the podcast.
It's
so we won't be with you on Valentine's Day because we'll be vacationing.
Well, and maybe people can come here too to get a last look at the Lisa exhibit.
Yeah, you've got to come to Graceland. Of course, February 24th, brand new opening of that exhibit. Also, if you're listening in Europe or planning to give your sweetheart a trip to Europe for Valentine's Day, the Elvis Presley on Stage tour continues to grow. I believe we're at...
And this is Elvis.
This is Elvis.
Elvis touring.
On stage. The closest thing you can get to the King in concert. Fantastic show and over 20 plus dates in the UK and recently added a date in Belgium. In addition to several shows in Germany, the Netherlands, and of course, the tour now wraps up June 9th in Paris, France. So it should be very exciting.
And I can absolutely promise you that these shows will sell out quick.
There's, I believe, nine shows that are already sold out on this tour.
That's amazing.
And of course, things kick off in Iceland, which is pretty cool.
That is
Elvis
really cool.
Is going to Iceland.
It's too bad we can't go over there and tour with him.
I know. I wonder if there's a, there's not as much ice in Iceland in the city where it is. Hmm. I looked at it on Google Earth.
Did you?
I did. There's green.
Well, I would like to visit.
I would like to go too, but we'll be in Memphis waiting for you to come visit us. Got a couple of sightings this week.
Sightings, yes. This is one of my favorite sightings we've had, I guess in 2014, you can say. But Maggie in St. Charles Parish sent in Elvis on Jimmy Fallon. She said she saw Elvis on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, where John Stamos, Bob Saget, and Dave Coulier sang Teddy Bear to Jimmy Fallon. It was a really cute skit that they did.
How cool is that? And of course, John Stamos, Bob Saget, and Dave Coulier are going to be in a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah. And Uncle Jesse's huge Elvis fan, as
Uncle
we know.
Uncle Jesse is a huge Elvis fan, been to Graceland quite a few times.
He has.
Thanks to Mark Beauregard, who sent in this sighting. Originally from Vancouver, Canada. He and his wife were on a trip to Chile, and they were on the hunt for Wi-Fi to check email from home. They stopped at a small restaurant in a town 600 miles south of Santiago and saw a picture of Elvis playing the guitar in his army uniform. So,
oh, wow.
And that is a photo sighting, so we encourage you to send your sightings, and if you have a picture, even better, you can submit them through elvis.com or the Elvis mobile app. And we always love getting a little picture along with your actual Elvis sighting.
That's true, and we also know that Brazil loves Elvis.
Brazil,
we know
Chile,
that all too well.
Latin America, they love Elvis. So keep the sightings coming, and we'll see you next week here on the Rubbernecking Podcast.